Can you please speak a little a little more about the process of bringing in a wholesome, brightening reflection into the meditation? This morning you spoke about using directed thought evaluation to explore the primary object, the breath, then bring in the brightening object. In this way, the attention shifts back and forth from breath to bright object, should one use this reflection often, always, Please speak about this process. This is, again, it's one's paying attention to what works. These are our tools as opposed to belief systems that the Buddha is giving us, and so that learning how to use the tools. If the attention to the breath helps the mind to be bright and clear and discerning, then that's sufficient. If there's there's a kind of drifting or some kind of obstacle arises, then bringing some other object that helps the mind to brighten, so that the reflection on the the one that I gave as bringing to mind a recollection of the Buddha. Something that can inspire the mind, and one can that it just is allowing our kind of faith quality to kick in to the mind, allowing a sense of delight in possibility that the Buddha manifests as an image, bringing to mind the qualities of very consciously. Bringing to mind the qualities of loving kindness or compassion, and then that tends to brighten the mind. Or bringing to just perception of light, and that brightens the mind. So that just consciously directing attention to that sense of brightness, spaciousness. So those are. Those are reflections that one uses in order to create that sense of balance, or the sense of that quality that I spoke about, or spoke about a couple times now, with the just right, and that sense of the mind is sort of feels just right. It's at ease. It's comfortable. It's clear. It's steady. There's a nice balance there, so that you're using the tools to help to foster that quality of balance. And you're really having to adjust from time to time. And sometimes it's extraneous. It's unnecessary. It's like I remember Ajahn Chah one time saying, if the mind is already clear and alert and is actually really in the imbued with this quality of knowing, you don't have to be using butoh. Because Bhutto literally means the one who knows. You know, so you don't have to say it. You're already doing it. And similarly, you know, you're using the tools for a specific purpose. And if that purpose is accomplished, then it's not essential. But it's just gaining skill in how to apply that. And as I said, as mentioning a couple of times, just learning how to trust yourself. It's really, I think that's an important part of it.